Okay. The topic of tonight's Chabura, which is the first Chabura that we'll be covering in Arvei Pesachim, is the eating of matzah and, more importantly, Sudas Shabbos V'yantiv L'Teyava. The Mishnah tells us in the beginning of the Perek, Erev or Arvei Pesachim Samach L'Mincha, L'Yachal Adama Shetachshach, that you're not permitted to eat. And we'll define, it won't be our topic to define exactly what to eat, but there's an iser of minimally having a suda on Erev Pesach from the time of Samach L'Mincha, 1/2 hour before a mincha, and on until you have your Seder. So the Gemara Daf Kozayin Amud Aleph asks the question, what is these man mincha referred to in the Mishnah? If you want to take a look, Kozayin Amud Aleph, two lines in the bottom, Ibar Lehu, Samach L'Mincha Gedola Tanan, O Dilma Samach L'Mincha Tana Tanan. Are we talking about a half hour before Mincha Gedola, which would be Chatzos, or a half hour before Mincha Ketana, which would be 3 hours before the end of the day? It's not, is it Samach Mincha Gedola Tanan and Mishum Pesach? Is a concern that if you're allowed to eat beginning with Chatzos and Erev Pesach, you're going to neglect to bring the Korban Pesach? Dilma Asi L'Mimshach V'Asi L'Mnuim Mil Mavet Pesach. Dilma Samach L'Mincha Ketana Tanan and Mishum Matzah. Dilma Asi L'Michla L'Matzah. Is it a consideration that you're not allowed to eat in the end of the day, samach min chaktana, because if you were to do so, then you may come to be so satiated and overstuffed that you're going to eat matzah that night gluttonously. Okay, the Gemara goes on. The maskanas haGemara, according to most Rishonim, is that we're talking about samach l'mincha ketana tanan, and the consideration is one of Achilas Matzah L'Teyavan. That's the way the Rashbam understands the Maskar and the Gemara in our Mishnah Daf Sadites. The Ran thinks, since the Lifshitz of the Pashas is like the Rashbam, that L'Halacha, we're talking about Samach L'Mincha Ketana. Okay. That being said, it's curious to note the way Rashi and the Rashbam are Mifarish the Mishnah. Right? We just saw the Ran Daf Kavzayin that says that's Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat Samach L'Mincha Ketana out of a concern that you'll come to eat the matzah in Achila Gasa. If you take a look at Rashi and the Rashbam on the Mishnah, they are Mifarish. We'll read it in the Rashbam. It's basically the same language. Lo yochel adam kidei sheyochel matzah shel mitzvah l'te'avon, that you should come to eat the matzah with an appetite, mishum hider mitzvah. So eating matzah with an appetite, mishum hider mitzvah, doesn't sound at first glance like that's the same thing as not eating the matzah b'achila gasa. And in fact, the Rebbeinu David, in his perush on the Gemara here on the Avsadi Tassam Beis, in the Farish, based on the Gemara later on, that the chashash is not one of Tayavon, but one of achila gasa. The Ran says that way here as well. In order to explain Rashi and the Rashbam, the Rashash over here is mitzayin a position of Rabbeinu Tam and Daf Kufzayin Amud Beis. In that Gemara that we started with, the Gemara says, Dilma Asi L'Meichal Achila Gasa, and what's the problem if you eat Achila Gasa? So Tosa says, V'eina Achila, that there's a mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, you have to eat, consume matzah the night of Pesach. And when you eat something by achila gasa, that's not halachically defined as achila, that's not considered to be eating it. Just as the Gemara has in Yuma, in the context of Yom Kippur, that if a person eats achila gasa on Yom Kippur, then he's pater from the chiyuv kares, because that's not defined as a halachic achila.
How is that achila physically done?
You are so full that you stuff yourself beyond the point that there's any enjoyment involved in the act of eating.
Would there still be a lav?
There'd probably still be at least in the Siddur Rabbanon. Yeah.
Not after like achila before and achila
gasa. So we're talking about a case where you ate so much a minute before Yom Kippur, and then you proceed to eat the minute that Yom Kippur begins achila gasa. I assume that would be the Okimta or something of that sort. And what's more important is the theoretical than the practical. But however one were to construe eating on Yom Kippur Bechilagasa, that would be pater from karet. Then Tosfos is bothered by Gemara and Nazir. The Gemara and Nazir, Daf Kaf Gimel, says, in referring to a Korban Pesach, eaten Bechilagasa, Uposhimi Kashilbam. So the Gemara says, Rasha Karislei. Why are you calling someone who eats a Korban Pesach Bechilagasa Rasha? So granted that he didn't perform the mitzvah in the optimal fashion, Pesach miyaka aviv, but bottom line, he still was mekayim the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So one second. The Gemara there in Nazir says that if you eat bachil gasa, then you're mekayim the mitzvah. It's not optimal, it's not minim ufkar, but you're mekayim the mitzvah, it's called achila. And the Gemara in Yuma says that if you eat on Yom Kippur bachil gasa, that's not called an achila at all, and your pater from kares. So in order to resolve that, Steve Rabin and Tom suggests that there are two categories of achila gasa. One category of achila gasa, which we'll call the extreme achila gasa, is where it's nafsha katsim ilecho, where he's totally repulsed by any further eating. And that's a kind of achila gasa on which your pater in Yom Kippur, that's a kind of achila gasa that is not defined as an achila at all in halacha. And then you have a lower grade of achila gasa, where eino misave lechol af yesh ba tam, where you don't have any desire to eat, you're not hungry, but you still derive some benefit from the food that you would consume. And it also suggests that the Gemara in Nazir of eating the Korban Pesach b'achila gasa, where that's not a mitzvah and a mufkar, that's where you eat it with type 2 achila gasa, not type 1 achila gasa, which is defined as a halachic achila. So the Rashash suggests, to explain Rashi and the Rashbam in our Mishnah, that really when Rashi and the Rashbam are talking about achilas matzah l'tayavon, that's really the flip of category 2 achila gasa. If you were to eat too much on Erev Pesach, then you're not going to be hungry. You wouldn't necessarily be eating in a fashion that you're repulsed by the food, but you wouldn't be hungry. If you're not hungry, then you're not eating matzah l'tayavon. So when Rashi and the Rashbam say that you're going to come to not eat matzah l'tayavon, what they really mean is that you may be eating it with Tosfos' category 2 of achila gasa. Okay. Now, the Gemara continues on Sadi Testament Beis. And the Gemara asks, "My area Arvei Pesachim, afilo Arvei Shabbos, siyam tovim nami." Why is it that the Gemara, the Mishnah, presents the issur of eating or having a meal and Erev Pesach? What about Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontiv? Titanya lo yochal adam ba'arvei Shabbos yom tov v'min ha'mincha l'mala kadei she'ikanes ha'Shabbos k'shehu tava. Div Rebbe Yehuda. So Rebbe Yehuda is of the opinion that you're not allowed to eat slash have a meal and Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontiv from Zman Mincha on in order to enter Shabbos with an appetite. Rebbe Yossi omer ochal v'holech ha'shetech shach. And Rebbe Yossi argues and says there's no such restriction. So my answer is, in a chanami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Issar on Erev Pesach is no different than the Issar on Erev Shabbos. And the Chiddush in the Mishnah is to tell you that within Rabbi Yossi, even though Rabbi Yossi in general holds that Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif there's no Issar, but on Erev Pesach agrees that there is an Issar for the aforementioned reasons. How do we paskin lahalacha in this machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda about eating on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif in general? So it happens to be that's also machlokas rishonim. Tosfos on daf kuf amud aleph dibur maskil ein mafsikin quotes the opinion of the Bahag that we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, that there is indeed an iser achila and erev Shabbos and erev Yontiv just as an erev Pesach. But lahalacha we pass in like the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Lamed halacha dal in Hilchos Shabbos that the din is like Rabbi Yossi, that there's no Isser Achila on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. We'll see later that's not an absolute heter. But in terms of the machlokas of Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether there's a blanket iser of having a meal in Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, min ha-minchah mala, so we paskin in principle, like Rabbi Yossi, that there's no such iser. So presumably, if you explain, like the Rashbam and Rashi, that the reason for the iser achila on Erev Pesach is in order to eat matzah l'tayavon, so on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, if there would be an iser, according to Rabbi Huda, let's say, so that iser also would be in order to be able to eat the Sudas Shabbos and Sudas Yom Tov l'tayavon. And that's essentially what Rashi says here on the Mishnah, on the Gemara, sorry, Kishu Tava, the first Rashi in the Gemara, Velo Tava Suda Shabbos Al Hasova, that if you end up eating on Erev Shabbos Erev Yom Tov, you're not going to end up you're not going to have the Suda Shabbos being what fills you up, you're going to be already satiated before you come in. And the way the Rashbam says it is, Kadesh Hekidesh V'Suda Shabbos Chavav Alav, that you should enjoy the Suda Kiddush and the Suda Shabbos. So according to Rashi and the Rashbam, that the concern by Erev Pesach is one of Tayavon, so the parallel concern of Erev Shabbos and Yantav would also be one of Tayavon, that you should come to eat the Shabbos and Yantav Suda with an appetite. And according to the Rabbeinu David, who explained that the reason for the Isser Achil and Erev Pesach is so that you shouldn't come to eat matzah b'achila gasa. You shouldn't come to eat it in a state of being repulsed by the food. So the Isser and Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov as well would be that you shouldn't come to eat the Shabbos Suda in such a state. And Rabbeinu David spells that out as well. So he'll have to say, when the Gemara says, Kadesh shikanus ha-Shabbos kushutava, that's a little bit lavdafka. It's more than just that you should have tayavon, but you shouldn't eat it b'achila gasa. Right. No, it's more than that. It's that you are so full that you're repulsed by the food.
So wouldn't the tayavon be the opposite?
Tayavon is, well, it's the other perspective. Meaning, tayavon means that you should eat it with an appetite.
Right.
To not eat b'achila gasa means that you shouldn't be so full that you're going to be repulsed by the food. It's the other side of the spectrum. Correct.
Okay.
Right. Okay, but now the question that we should address is, let's say we pass in like Rabbi Yossi. So we pass in that a regular Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, there's no Iser Seuda min mincha ulamala. So does that mean, let's use the nomenclature of Rashi and the Rashbam. Does that mean that lahalacha, there's no value in eating Suda Shabbos and Yom Tov L'Tayavon, that we don't care whether we have an appetite come Friday night? Or is it that we really do care, there is a value to eating the Shabbos Suda L'Tayavon, but that didn't rise to the level that pushed Chazal to make Egzera to Aser eating on Erev Shabbos? Meaning that there is a value to eating the Suda Shabbos with an appetite, but it didn't necessitate having a gzeira that you shouldn't have a Suda and Erev Shabbos. So that question, whether the halacha there is a value of eating Suda Shabbos and Teyavon, is a machlokas, would seem to be a machlokas Rishonim. The Or Zeruah in Hilchas Erev Shabbos Simen Kaf Aleph, quoted in the Dargei Moshe in Simen Reish Mem Tes Sif Dalid, quotes from the Urayim that there's a mitzvah to eat the Sudas Shabbos L'Tayavon. And since the Iker Sudas Shabbos is with Lechem, then it's usher to eat Kremzlach on Friday night before the Suda. What does that mean? That you shouldn't come home, make Kiddush, and then eat your chremzlach, and take a break, go for a walk, and come back and have your Suda 2 hours later. Because if you make kiddush, eat your kremzlach, so that those kremzlach are going to stir your appetite for the Suda Shabbos that you're going to be eating later. Some kind of a mizonos pancake-like food.
And what's the problem if you have a meal at 10 o'clock at night?
There's no problem if you have the meal at 10 o'clock at night. The problem is if you're going to eat before the meal, then that's going to harm your appetite for the meal.
You're still going to have an appetite
because
you're not eating it right after.
You're going to go home and eat your chemzach at 7, and you'll have the suda at 10. And by that time, okay, so maybe. But the presentation is you're going to go home, you're going to eat your chemzach, and sometime shortly afterwards you're going to have the suda. That would be inappropriate. But he says that's true if we hold like Rabbi Yehuda that there is an isser of eating a suda on Erev Shabbos. Let me say that again. So the Orzer Ruah says, I think it was clear a minute ago, so let me start again. The Orzer Ruah says that if you assume like Rabbi Yehuda that there's an isser to eat on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontem in a Mincha L'mala, that's because you're supposed to eat the Suda Shabbos at Tayavon. And since you're supposed to eat the Suda Shabbos at Tayavon, you can't go home, make Kiddush, have your Chemzach, and then have your Suda after the Chemzach. But, says the Or Zeruah, if we assume Lalacha like the Rashbam, that the Din, like well, we identified before as the Rambam, that the Lalacha is like Rabbi Yossi, and there's no Isser of eating on Erev Shabbos, then you would be able to eat the chremzach come Friday night. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, there is no requirement, no necessity to eat the Suda Shabbos l'teyavon. And in fact, the Or Zeruah quotes that this was the practice of Rabbeinu Klonimus. The Rabbeinu Klonimus and the Zakenim who accompanied him would come home from Shul Friday night, eat their chremzach, say mizonos, say nalamichya, in order to be mashle mea brachos. That was the presentation of the Rosh Hashanah, that they have this practice. Shabbos, you have a problem of reaching your mea brachos. So in order to ensure that they reach their mea brachos, they would add this chremzach with an alamichya before the suda in order to reach the magic number. But what do you see? That according to the Rosh Hashanah, lehalacha, since we pass on like Rabbi Yossi, there's no need to eat the Suda Shabbos L'Teyavon, period. And it's mashur that we a little bit in the rush as well, the rush here in Simon Beis, who writes within Rabbi Yossi, V'lo chayish likanez kishu ta'yiv. Rabbi Yossi wasn't choshesh for the necessity of entering the Suda Shabbos and Suda Yontiv with Te'avon, with an appetite. We should note that the Rabbeinu David here on Sadi Tefem Beis asks, why is it in fact that according to Rabbi Yossi there's no Isser Achila on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontiv? After all, again, the Rabbeinu David, remember, is working within the nomenclature of Achila Gasa and not Tayavon, but the general idea is the same. So, but the way he presents the question is, we know that there's a mitzvah of eating a Suda Shabbos and Yontiv, and you're not supposed to eat a Suda Shabbos and Suda Yontiv b'achila gasa. So why is it that according to Rabbi Yossi, even though Rabbi Yossi does aser eating on Erev Pesach, he does not aser eating on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontiv? Why should the Suda Shabbos be of less value than achilas matzah? So first the answer is that there is a big difference. The matzah is a mitzvah veris. If you're not going to eat matzah and Erev Pesach, and you're only going to eat a b'achila gasa, then the stakes are high because you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah. Right? Your only opportunity to be mekayim the mitzvah matzah is the night of the Seder. And you can't be yosei the mitzvah matzah if you're going to eat it in a gluttonous state, in a repulsive state of b'achila gasa. So your only chance to be mekayim the mitzvah is tonight, so you better make sure that you're not going to eat a b'achila gasa so you'll be mekayim the mitzvah. However, Suda Shabbos and Yontiv suggests Rabbeinu David is fundamentally different, because there's no independent kiyum in Suda Shabbos and Yontav. The only reason that we have a Suda Shabbos and Yontav is in order to facilitate a kiyum of Oneg Shabbos. But within Oneg Shabbos, there's a certain level of subjectivity. So if you're not going to enjoy eating, you're not going to benefit from eating, then you're not chayiv per se in Sudas Shabbos. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, la'achar sheyikanis l'Shabbos, once Shabbos begins, im ha'achila hilo l'tanug, if he's going to enjoy the eating, mitzvah alav sheyochal, so then there's a mitzvah that he should eat. V'imlo eino zakuk l'achol, but if he's not going to enjoy eating, then there's no chiyuv for him to eat. Aval, so whether there's an imperative to have a Suda Shabbos is defined at the onset of Shabbos. Shabbos begins. If you're so full that you're not going to enjoy the eating, then you don't have to eat. Aval eino chayiv l'hachin esatzim l'kach kodem l'Shabbos. But according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no value in bringing yourself to the point of being able to eat the Suda Shabbos in a respectable fashion. So according to Rabbi David, the only time that there's a mitzvah, it's not that there's no mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, there is a mitzvah, the mitzvah is only applicable where it's going to contribute to your Oneg Shabbos. But what you do see clearly in Rabbi David as well, which we saw from a different angle in the Or HaZeruah, is that there's no necessity to prepare yourself before Shabbos to eat the Suda Shabbos in Rabbi David's language, Shelo b'achila gasa, or in the Or HaZeruah, in the Rashbam's language, L'tayava. The Tosfos Rid answers a little bit differently. The Tosfos Rid in our sugi also says that the difference between Achilas Matzah and Suda Shabbos, he doesn't necessarily agree with the Rabbeinu David's assessment that there's no objective mitzvah to have a Suda Shabbos. What he does say is that Achilas Matzah is an essay Mefurish Bakra. It's a Beferish Pasuk that tells you you have to eat matzah. There's no Beferish Pasuk that tells you you have to have Gimel Sudas on Shabbos. The Gemara learns that from Drasha, three ayoms. So even though there may be an objective chiyuv, and it may even be approaching a deraisa, at least in Asmachta, but that doesn't rise to the level of an essay on Mefurish Bakra, and therefore it doesn't necessitate within the world of Rabbi Yossi the preparation before Shabbos. Okay, so far we've presented the Or HaZeruah, the Rush, and the Bein HaDavid in different ways as indicating that within Rabbi Yossi, and by extension L'Halacha, there's no value whatsoever to eating the Suda Shabbos L'Tayava. The Rambam would seem to have a different approach. The Rambam writes in Perek Lamed Halacha Dal in Hilchos Shabbos, Aser Likboa Suuda Umishta Be'era Shabbos Mimnei Kavod HaShabbos. You're not allowed to establish to sit down and have a meal on Erev Shabbos because of Kavod HaShabbos. Umutur Lecho V'lishtos Ashetachshach. So you're not allowed to be Koveya Suda, but you are allowed to eat in a non-Kavua fashion up until nightfall. V'afal Pikein, even though it is permissible to eat until nightfall, Mikavod HaShabbos Sheyimna Adam Mina Mincha Ulamala Milikboa Seuda. It is appropriate because of Kavod HaShabbos to withhold from having a Seuda Mina Mincha Ulamala Kedei Sheyikanis HaShabbos Kishihu Misave Lechel, in order to be able to enter Shabbos in a state of Te'ava. So it seems in the Rambam that even though the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yossi, that there's no Isser Achila min HaMincha L'Mala per se, nevertheless, there is a value in eating Seudas Shabbos L'Te'avan, and therefore it is appropriate to not engage in a kviyas suda min a mincha ulamala. But the Rambam here has two categories. The Rambam has, in the beginning, there's an isser of suuda umishta, and that sounds like that's unequivocal, and then it's appropriate to refrain from a kviyas suda. What's the difference between a suda mishta and a kviyas suda? So the Kesef Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah, your quote, the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara there says that there are two mishpachos, two families in Yerushalayim. One of them was Kaveya Suda on Shabbos, one was Kaveya Suda on Erev Shabbos, and they were both destroyed because of this practice. So the Machlokas is showing him what the nature of these families' practices and what they violated were. Rashi explains, and Rashi has two pshatim there. The second pshat in Rashi is that this family was Kaveya Suda and Erev Shabbos, and that prevented them from entering Shabbos in a state of Teyava. That's how Rashi in the second Lashon explains the Avera of this, the fatal Avera of this family in Yerushalayim. So the Kesef Mishnah, invoking this Gemara, explains within the Rambam that the first level in the Rambam of Suda Mishta is what they term a Suda She'ein Regilin Babi Mosachol, an exceptional meal, a lavish meal, that's not the kind of meal that you would have in an average weekday. Because if you have a lavish meal on Erev Shabbos, then that's going to prevent you from eating the Suda Shabbos L'Teyava. So what do you see? That even though the Rambam Paschal is like Rabbi Yossi, that Me'ikra Din, it's mutter to have a Suda, an Erev Shabbos, as long as it's not a lavish affair. But the fact that the Rambam prohibits having a Suda, She'ein Regilin Babi Mosachol, that seems to stem from the value of eating Suda Shabbos L'Teyava. That's how the Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam. And that's what it sounds like, the way the Rambam is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Mem Tes, Se'if Beis. But there are other Rishonim who explain, or other Mefarshei Rambam rather, who explain the Rambam slightly differently. But for now, we'll work with the Pshat of the Kesef Mishnah and the Magen Mishnah, that there is a value within the Rambam of eating the Suda Shabbos L'Teyavon and making accommodations to ensure that, even though we don't technically paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Yeah.
Why did the Tosfos seem to agree with something like the Rambam say? Because he holds that Suda Shabbos is still on the Smakla, so you should still have it.
No, so he definitely agrees that there is a chiyuv of Suda Shabbos. He was just bothered, why is it within Rabbi Yossi that there's no Isser of a Suda on Erev Shabbos the way there is in Erev Yom Tov? So to explain that, he explains that there's a different level in terms of the essay. But he's just addressing that specific question. Within Rabbi Yossi, why is there a distinction between Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach? So it's not clear, anything beyond that is not clear from the Tosafot. So that's the Rambam. I think maybe what we'll do, with your permission, not to go too much later, is maybe we'll stop here and then discuss a little bit more of the topic next week in terms of Halach L'Maisa, and then we will deal with another short topic from the Sugya next week as well.
Yeah, that sounds important.